This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And more as we're into the first week of May. From USA Today, it's welcome back to the show on the Window Nation guest hotline, Gabe Lax. Gabe, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Oh, all right. Another week, another choose-your-own-adventure, I guess, for the Orioles and everyone else.
Now, for the Orioles, and of course, we're based in Baltimore. We're all Oriole fans here, as we want the team to get to the World Series for the first time since Reagan's first term. But is it fair to say that as we hit the first week, about to wrap up the first week of May, the Orioles are the most disappointing team in baseball? And if they're not, who would be, in your opinion?
Oh, boy. That's the easy answer and probably the correct answer, simply because the record doesn't lie, the numbers don't lie. I think anybody else you put in that category would be nitpicking a little bit. Like the Rangers are disappointing. They fired their quote-unquote offensive coordinator. They're a little below 500 after getting great pitching, you know. But you just look at the totality of the failures around the Orioles and the record and the run differential. It's I think that's a pretty easy call at this point.
Now, what does Baltimore have to do to not be the most disappointing team? And Mike Elias was on our morning show, Gabe, earlier today, and he mentioned the injuries, not using that as an excuse. Charlie Morton's been an unmitigated disaster. The offense inconsistent. I mean, they allowed Kansas City to hit 10 home runs over the weekend when they came in with 15 as a team. Is there still hope for this season, or is it kind of like, wow, man, there's just too much for them to overcome, even though we're only in the first week of May?
Gosh, I would say yes and yes, because the team is talented, and they're going to hit. They're going to rake, I think, most of these guys. I think they're going to be fine offensively, especially when Jordan Westberg gets back, guys like that. The pitching is just such a problem. I mean, it's funny you mentioned they've won two series this year, and that's kind of an easy way to break it down. At the start of every series, you look at the pitching matchups and you go, well, how many games are they going to win this series? And you go, they should win that one. Maybe have a chance to win that one. And they're definitely not going to win that one. It's kind of, you look at the Twin series, Bovich and Pablo Lopez, the mystery guest versus Simeon Woods Richardson, and then, you wrap it up with Dean Kramer and Joe Ryan. I mean, those all look like potential L's. You don't have that feeling like, okay, we've got this one in the bag. So it is funny though. I think, I think this season, strange as it sounds, is going to come down to guys like Dean Kramer who, bottom hasn't totally fallen out on them. Notorious slow starter. Look how much better they looked at that point in time when he pitched, 6-7 shutout innings on Friday night. They'd won three in a row. They had a great chance to win a series. Entirely different complexion. Your team feels so different when it's pitching well. And, let's just put Charlie Morton aside for a minute and just think that, if Kramer and Povich pitch well, combine that with Sagano, combine that with Zach Eflin coming back, that gives you a shot. Right now, on paper, they don't have much of a shot to win every series, and you got to win series to make the playoffs.
Gabe Lax, USA Today, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, let's get away from the Orioles, their struggles, and talk about a real surprise, I guess, maybe, because if you look at the A's last year, which obviously you do, they showed a pulse big time in the second half. They win a dramatic game last night against the Mariners. They're a game out of first, in limbo, playing in Sacramento with Vegas looming here. But what about Oakland stockpiling a ton of talent? They remind me, Gabe, of the Orioles back in 2022. second half of the Orioles season where Adley came up and then Gunner, and all of a sudden, look at these dudes coming out of nowhere.
It's a little bit crazy, especially when you consider the consider the ramifications of playing in this minor league park, of having to walk to center field to you can't go downstairs and have a snack or whatnot. You got to go to center field to go to your clubhouse. That's just insane, you know. But it's really kind of amazing how it's coming together, especially when you look at the combination of recent draftees and guys that they got in trade and were able to kind of, rehabilitate a little bit. Guys like Shea Langeliers, J.J. Bladé, he was kind of just treading water, going nowhere with the Marlins. And then you look at the young core, Nick Kurtz is up, massive power, and that's how quickly it can happen. You go from the draft to the big leagues just like that. They got another real high draft pick this year, I think number 11. Combine that with just the utter breakout of Tyler Soderstrom, who nobody saw coming. So you're both reaping the benefits of drafting high and drafting relatively well, being mandated to spend money by the collective bargaining agreement. So that's why they've got the major leagues leader in innings pitch, Luis Severino. That makes a big difference for a young pitching staff. And then found money, in the form of guys like Bladé, where maybe you didn't count on them breaking out so well, but here we go, along with potentially the AL Rookie of the Year and Jacob Wilson. So it's very surprising, sustainable. We'll see when that weather heats up and those young pitchers run into some innings and stuff like that. We'll see if the second quarter will be as good as the first quarter and beyond. But it's pretty remarkable. Big credit to general manager David Force there, who had to do so much dirty work for owner John Fisher, trading all these guys, trading them in fire sales, crisis trades, where he didn't get much back because everybody knew he had to trade them. That's no way to do business. So, really nice job of him to kind of recoup and rejigger a little bit while utter chaos was enveloping the organ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Gabe, are you more surprised by the AL Central, especially Detroit, Cleveland, Kansas City, or by the lackluster AL East?
Definitely more surprised by the lackluster AL East. Let's start with the Central. The popular theory last year was that their three playoff teams simply beat up on the White Sox, and that's why they were able to kind of tilt a record in their favor. But the Tigers have they've hit the gas, and the additions of Kleber Torres and Jack Flaherty coming back really solidified the roster, gave them depth. The rebirth of Javi Baez, Casey Mize, Spencer Torkelson, that's a very good team. And I think I don't know if they're going to run away with it per se, but the Guardians are right there. Also pretty surprising, just given the dearth of offense there. And then maybe we saw the Royals get their sea legs against the Orioles, which a lot of teams seem to do, Cincinnati Reds for one. But, you kind of saw the Royals of old last weekend. The Yankees are kind of a mess in a lot of ways, with so many injuries and parts that don't fit right now real well. And they were pretty thin on depth to begin with. I think we're seeing that now. And then the Red Sox, a lot of pitching concerns. And now Walker Buehler on the IL. It was going to be a little touch and go as it was. But, a lot of things have worked out really well for them. The crochet thing, obviously, it's nice to have an ace. Bregman looking like the AL MVP. And now Devers is hitting just fine as the DH. So a potent lineup. But, again, don't think they're going to be pitching enough to you know, to kind of be much more than a little bit above 500 throughout the course of the year. So I think you were seeing what the Red Sox are, and that's probably a 84-win team and a roll of the dice come the end of September to get into the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.